Welcome to This Day in Pottery History, a series of brief observations, meditations, vignettes, and editorials about the back roads and byways of pottery history that helped shape the pottery world as we know it today, here on this very day in pottery history. I'm your host, Stephen Earp. For images and reading lists associated with these narratives, visit StephenEarp.com/podcasts. And now, let's get going. Episode 30, A Treatise on Superfluous Things. We owe it all to Wen Zhen Heng. Everything we were taught in college about old Chinese porcelain being the pinnacle of the ceramic art. Maybe it's even true. But Wen didn't direct his lesson to modern European and American art students. Wen sought to enlighten his own late Ming Dynasty's growing middle class. His task was tricky. Wealth from trade with European devils had trickled down to mid-level functionaries. It was an era of uncomfortable accommodation between the newly well-off and the long-time well-bred. Of course, the newcomers had no idea what they were doing. Like their European trading partners, they desired the cultural trappings associated with porcelain. Unlike Europeans, they knew enough not to settle for gaudy export stuff. But without access to imperial wares, what were they to do? Wen's early 17th century treatise on superfluous things showed them the way. This do's and don'ts compilation claimed to be the definitive arbiter of taste for the gentlemanly art of porcelain collecting, amongst other gentlemanly artistic pursuits. True gentlemen only collected the finest porcelain, according to Wen, i.e., porcelain made no later than 200 years before his time, early Ming or before. The ideal piece should be, quote, as blue as the sky, as lustrous as a mirror, as thin as paper, and as resonant as a chime, unquote. Wen and his peers emphatically believed in China's past cultural superiority. Anyone who owned old porcelain could feel connected to those epic days of yore. But just owning fine porcelain wasn't enough. One had to show it off in the right way, at the right time. Certain vases could only be shown on tables, quote, in the Japanese style, unquote. Nothing else would do. One must, quote, avoid vases with rings and never arrange them in pairs, unquote. If flowers were included, this is my favorite quote, actually. If flowers were included, quote, any more than two stems and your room will end up looking like a tavern. Unquote. Wen's dictums were strict. They had to be. Then, as now, ostentatious wealth bred, more often than it suppressed, vulgarity. Wen sought to protect cultural insiders, that is, anyone who bought his book. Centuries later, Dale Carnegie, Martha Stewart, and even Bernard Leach bought in, each in their own unique way of insiders defined by buying into their opinions. Yes, we owe it all to Wen Zhen Heng. Thanks for listening. And until next time, remember that trite but uncomfortably prescient adage. the wise make proverbs, and fools repeat them. You know, I just repeated that.